Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception we intend to analyze and discuss today relates to the fact that it is generally said on the basis of a certain narrative of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that women were endeared to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he had a special proclivity and inclination towards women. Now, this is said to have been derived from a narrative which says hubbiba ilayya an-nisa wa at-tib wa ju'ila qurratu 'aini fi as-salat, which in other words means that the Prophet says that women and perfumes have been endeared to me, and the coolness of my eyes or the satisfaction of my eyes rests in my prayer or in my namaz. And on the basis of this narrative, it is said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a special proclivity towards women. And of course, as a result of this, there are a number of objections which are raised on this issue. Now, first of all, it should be understood that this narrative does not at all mention the proclivity of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards women. This is a very erroneous interpretation. It needs to be understood that each narrative has to be analyzed in its proper context, in its proper background. Now, we know that in Arabia, we know that the people of the book existed, and we of course know among the Christians, they were the religious Christians, and the Christians who were inclined towards their own religion toward a lot. They practice Rahbani or monasticism a lot, and which of course was an ascetic religion, which meant that they should deny themselves with the various pleasures of life, and amongst them was celibacy or not getting married. And so therefore they would think that getting married is something which is against religiosity, and this is what they would also preach. It was in this background that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said these words, hubbiba ilayya an-nisa, and which in other words meant that the religion that he had bought, the religion with which he had been sent, in that particular religion, celibacy is something which is not at all something which is condoned. Or forsaking women, not marrying women, is not something which is condoned by Islam. In other words, these words meant that the religion that he has bought, in that particular religion, marriage is something which is absolutely allowed, is absolutely something which is even urged upon. So therefore, it would be wrong to say that this particular narrative, in fact, mentions the personal proclivity of the Prophet Muhammad. It has a particular context, it has a particular background, and as per that background, these words actually mention the temperament of the religion that he has bought, vis-a-vis the temperament of the religion of celibacy or the religion of monasticism, which prevailed in certain parts of Arabia. And in order to rebut, to have a rebuttal of those particular attitudes, that the Prophet said this, that perfumes, which of course is another sign of the pleasantries of the finer aspects of life, of the adornments of life, and similarly women, which in other words meant that marrying women, both of them have been singled out as symbols of the adornments of life, as the embellishments of life, and it is said that these two things have not been forbidden in the religion that he has bought, and marrying women and similarly putting on perfumes is something which is not at all prohibited. And then again, this whole statement has been very beautifully balanced by saying that the coolness of the eyes or the satisfaction of the eyes still rests with the prayer, which in other words means that although we should marry, although we should put on perfumes and of course indulge in other adornments of life, but the real satisfaction that we should derive is through our prayer. And again, this is something which is a very beautifully laid out guideline for all of us. So therefore, in a nutshell, it should be realized that this particular narrative does not at all state the proclivity of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards women. What it actually states is the religion which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. In that particular religion, celibacy or not marrying women was something which is not at all condoned. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the representative of that religion, has said very, very categorically that people should marry. They should not think that marriage is something which is totally against the norms of religiosity. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات